This is Vectis Radio.
And we've got our guest in the studio today. We've got Emmanuel. Good morning, Emmanuel.
Hello, good morning, everybody.
You've got a fantastic French accent, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been here a while, but, you know, it's hard.
Yeah, but don't apologise. There'll be a lot of women at the other end of the radio go, oh, listen French to that. Man. So, you are from the Isle of Wight College, and you are you're the tutor on the hospitality and catering courses?
Yes, I am the hospitality restaurant manager at the Isle of Wight College, and I'm looking after students from entry level till level 3 in a national vocation qualification, which include training in the restaurant and in the kitchen once a week, obviously without excluding math and English and work experience and other skills.
So, yeah, you've got to have the academic qualifications as well.
Yeah, definitely.
If you're in a restaurant, you've got to be able to add up at the end of the day.
We do add up and write. Literacy, numeracy are very important.
Nowadays,
especially when young students tend to come out of school, they end up at the college.
Yeah.
And it's very important for us to make sure they take the right path.
Well, of course. And if people are passionate about the hospitality industry, that's what you're looking for.
Yeah, exactly. And obviously, most of our students are passionate and they understand that it's hard work, long hours.
Yes.
And they'll be able to cook. So they haven't got much skills when they come to the door, but after a couple of, you'll be able to ask the students today, after a couple of weeks or months, they'll be able to make you a lasagna or a vegetable curry, which is not too bad.
Okay, so let's talk to Hannah for a minute. So you are doing what at the college?
Hospitality. Yeah.
And what does that mean?
It's like to do with food and stuff.
Okay, so is it waitressing or just front of house?
It's a bit of both.
Really? Okay. And what qualification are you going to finish with when you get through the course?
I'm hoping to finish level 1, then go to level 2.
Okay, and you want to end up in the hospitality industry somewhere?
Yeah, hopefully.
Running your own hotel or restaurant?
Yeah, hopefully.
That's what we want. Someone has got some foresight, wants to do that. Because you've got these things, it's really hard work, isn't it?
Yeah, it is really hard.
Have you done some work experience at all?
No, not yet.
Not yet, but so what sort of places do you think you would go to for work experience then?
Probably like restaurants or pubs.
Okay. Yeah, again, hard work, long hours.
Yeah, true.
Because people just come into a restaurant and think, oh yeah, the food's just there, but there's been hours of preparation. People have ordered it sometime beforehand, and then the menus have all been planned. So it's a lot of work.
Yeah, it is a lot of work.
Okay, we've also got Zach, who's in the studio as well. So what are you on, Zach?
I'm on the Gateway course.
The Gateway course?
Gateway course. Reason why I'm on that course, because I'm actually dyslexic.
Okay.
And, yeah, so...
So you're doing a course which is more hands-on, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. That makes it... You've got to go where your skills are, haven't you?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what we'll do, we'll take another tune, take us up to the news, and then we'll have a longer chat with you after the news, if that's okay, yeah? Don't be nervous. It's only you and me talking. It's absolutely fine.
www.vectisradio.com.
And we've still got Emmanuel, Zach,
hello,
and Hannah. Right, now, Emmanuel...
Hello.
You, up at the college there, you actually have an open restaurant for the public, don't you?
Yeah, we do. To be honest, for me, it's one of the best restaurants of the island.
Well, of course.
And we serve three-course lunches, Wednesdays, Thursdays and Fridays, open to the public. We are very affordable and everything is homemade by our students on the premises, from the bread to the... pastries.
Oh, wow.
Everything is homemade by our students, which is lots of hard work. And sometimes disaster can strike.
but to be fair, a disaster can strike in the best professional restaurant, can't it? So
yeah,
you have to know how to deal with that.
And like I say to my students every day when they struggle a little bit, it's a learning college.
Yes.
So we have to learn at some points, and everybody knows that the students are doing their best. And at the end of the day, we learn by mistakes.
Of course. If you didn't make a mistake, you didn't do anything, I don't think.
That's it, really. We open to the public, and at the moment, obviously, we try to open up a little bit to the community. We're doing a £5 lunch for three courses.
£5 for three courses.
For three courses, the best value for money on the island.
That is definitely best value for money.
If anyone says otherwise, I'm happy to have a chat with them.
So, Hannah, you've been working on these open restaurant days.
Yeah, I have.
Is that useful to you?
Yeah, it is.
What sort of things you've been doing at that?
Well, I like serve people and, you know, help them and stuff.
So you've actually brought food to the tables?
Yeah,
and
I have.
So you learn skills in dealing with people.
Yeah.
And what do you find is the best thing about that? That they're pleased or that you're...
I think they're pleased, like, obviously, that it's the students that are trying to, like, serve them food and stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Good. And Zach, have you been doing that sort of thing as well?
And it gives you more confidence in yourself. Talk to people who you don't know.
Oh, that's a good idea. So that you can, it gives you more confidence. You can actually take the plates to the tables, clear the tables afterwards. There's a proper way of doing that, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yes, there is, which I'm sure Emmanuel makes sure you do it properly.
Exactly.
Yes. You haven't cleared that table as you should have.
No, basically it's about giving them confidence, and they're serving 50, 60, sometimes 70 customers, so you can imagine for young people it's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
And for example, Anna sometimes look after the bar, Zach look after the room. We also always have to welcome guests, and we do the washing up as well.
Of course. So that's the whole thing.
It's a whole experience. It's not only about the good time. It's about the, you know, no one likes to wash up. I don't. But
no.
I do it because we need plates, and the chefs, they need plates. So.
Yes. And do the chefs shout at people like they do on the telly?
It depends. Yeah,
there's a bit of nodding going on Hannah's. Yeah. Yes, chef.
Yes, chef. No, it depends. It's just we have good days.
Yeah.
And sometimes... basically, the role of the students in the dining room with myself, it's about how to pace the dining room.
Yeah.
As you can imagine, if you have 50 people working in the door and they all want food at the same time, it's not going to work.
No.
So we try in the front of house to pace the dining room, and obviously sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
Okay.
So when it doesn't, the chef gives us a little bit of a stick, but we go.
Well, they're screaming service at you.
We try not to work that way, and it's going a bit less in the industry.
Good.
But obviously they know that it's very strict, and it's a pressurized, we have to remember, it's a very pressurized environment. It's like doctors, nurses, there is little room for margin for error, and obviously it can come in a loss of businesses.
Yes, absolutely.
If we serve bad food, or so far I had one complaint in the past 2 years.
Oh, that's
so
good.
Over 2,000 customers, almost 3,000, is very good.
That's very good. And you're doing it with a brand new crew each time, basically, aren't you?
Basically, if you ask the student, for example, Zach will be in the kitchen this week, and next week he will be working with myself in the restaurant, so there is nowhere to hide.
No, nowhere to hide. Now, I'm going to ask you both, do you enjoy your courses?
Yeah, I am. Actually, I've been cooking I've done my own cooking at home, school, and yeah, so
you love cooking?
I do.
Yeah, so you want to learn how to do it properly?
Yeah.
That's great. And you, Hannah?
Yeah, it can get stressful, but I just try and just move on and just get the job.
You haven't got time to get worried about it, have you?
No, you haven't.
That was wrong. Never mind. Move on. Do the next thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that makes sense. Now, I know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask it officially. You do outside functions as well, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We are a bit pressurized, so we work with North Food House closely. We do Cows Week. We do private wedding and everything. We just went out of time sometime, and in July some of students are going work experience.
Yes, of course.
So depending on the request, yeah, we do.
I was at an event a while back where I saw you there, and some of your students were serving.
Yeah, we did the famous anniversary for the Blind Society, and that was absolutely beautiful to be able to produce some cakes with some people which are visually impaired. Yeah. And we had the lovely music, and it was something that we wanted to do for the community and for the society, because we don't help enough, and I think it's part of the learning process and community spirit as well.
Well, that's excellent stuff. As we said earlier, what we'll do one day in the next little while, I know the boss is actually out there in the outside studio because I saw him come in just now. We'll do an outside broadcast one day, one during the weekday, preferably for his show, and he can have something to eat then.
Yeah,
we'll
do
an outside broadcast from the restaurant, and we'll see how that goes. Yeah, so if people want to get in contact with you, Emmanuel, how do they do that?
Yeah, well, we've got a college Facebook, the Isle of Wight College Restaurant, and they can always give me a call as well on the 53 5206, which is my direct line, or come up just to the college restaurant.
So it's 53 5206, or come up to the college restaurant. And which days are you open to the public?
Every Wednesday, Thursdays and Fridays, and we do the best free course lunch on the island for £5.
£5, and what time does that open?
We start serving at 12, and we have a sitting at 12:15 and 12:30.
Okay, that's what you're talking about, pacing the restaurant.
So pacing the restaurant, yeah, we have different sittings. That's otherwise, students tend to panic a little bit.
Yeah, and you don't want panic. You want orderly chaos. I think it's probably
orderly chaos.
Right. Well, thank you ever so much for coming in.
Yeah, thank you, and thank you to the students as well for.
Yes, thank you for coming in, Hannah and Zach.
That's fine.
Anything else you want to say before we?
No.
Would you advise other students to go on this catering course?
Yeah.
Catering
hospital?
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, it's a worthwhile career, isn't it?
Yeah, it
there's
is.
Always call for people to do catering and hospitality.
Yeah,
I think so. You're going to have plenty of job offers when you finish.
Yeah, that's
I'm
true.
Sure. Or you can go and work on a cruise ship. I mean, how fabulous is that? Although that's a lot of work and you can't get off.
No, you can't.
I like it. Thank you ever so much for coming in. Do
thank
appreciate
you to you
it.
And the team as well.
We'll have you again in again soon. I think what we might do is see if we can get you in semi-regularly to talk about food and
yeah, definitely. And I think I'd like to bring over some other students, and maybe we can have a little food topic or something.
Yeah, just a simple recipe of every so often to know, not to do in the studio, but to tell people how to do it and
yeah,
what to
yeah, yeah,
something
yeah.
like that. Is that a good idea?
Very good food topic. Yeah, or something
you won't be able to move for Chip will be in the door as soon as anything.
Yeah, no problem, Chip.
Anything to do with food or cake, he'll be there.
Putting the community back into local radio. This is Vectis Radio.
VectisRadio.com.
For the people, by the people.